Bank of Cardiff. This is Kara.
Hi, Kara. Are either Grant or Amy available by chance?
Yes, but I'm having trouble transferring with our phone system. Can I take a message and have them call you back?
Sure. I actually left one about 2 hours ago, or about an hour and a half ago. Haven't gotten a call back. Can you ask them to call Andy at New Era, please?
Andy at New Era? Sure. What's the best phone number?
My cell phone is 213-804-7333.
And what is this regarding, Andy?
You guys are signed up as an ISO of ours, and I just wanted to go over some deals with them.
Okay. I am in the funding department. Maybe I can help you. What deals are you trying to go over with them?
So this is the fun part. So we've made a handful of offers, and ultimately what we're trying to figure out is where are we missing the boat? We're not getting contract requests. We've only received one, and the first submission we've received from you guys was the end of July. So in regards to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 offers made, we're looking at less than a 10% contract request. And we're trying to figure out, underwriting likes the file that they're making offers on. They like the quality of paper we're receiving from you. We're trying to figure out what is it going to take on our end to help get these files closed with us.
Can you give me the name of maybe one file you've sent an offer out, and I can look and compare the offers we've been receiving?
Sure. So the first offer we ever made to you guys is a company called East Sky PC.
East Sky?
Yeah. And I'm assuming you guys funded that elsewhere.
It doesn't. Eastern Sky PC?
Maybe.
Let me, if I open it, I should be able to see if we have a New Era offer.
Because I'll be very honest with you, I got chewed out by the head underwriter this morning.
Okay, yeah, I do see.
Because he made three offers to you guys last night, and he's like, I am not going to keep making your ISOs offers if you're not going to be getting them closed. So I got an earful, and I'm trying to figure out how we can get that.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm very
the closing ratio up.
I'm very sorry about that. Just looking at it on this one, it looks like IBIS beat you out on the rate. You were selling a 1.4. IBIS was selling a 1.35. And the term length, the points, and the amount were pretty similar for IBIS, but their sell was 5 points cheaper.
Okay, so when I originally spoke with Grant when we were working out signing up, you know, as an ISO and being one of your lenders, or funders, I hate the word lending. I don't even know if I'm legally allowed to use that. But when we were discussing that, I explained that our rates are on the higher part. Like, our typical offers are in the 1.45 range, typically, for max commissions. And that wasn't so much an issue when, you know, we were talking. And I don't know if that's, you know, still an issue. It seems like most of these deals, like if I tell you another file, there was another file called Genesis Concrete Structures. We gave a really nice offer, in my opinion. Anytime I see a six-figure approval, I believe it's a nice offer.
Yeah. And we do sell 1.4s, 1.45s. It kind of just depends. Since this was an IBIS deal, I can tell it was either second or third position, which means, you know, we do expect that kind of rate, but since IBIS handed us something better like that, that's probably why the rep ended up going with it.
But, like, one thing I would appreciate, and I did ask if it's a possibility, and I'm still going to ask if it's a possibility, can you let me know what we're up against? Can I be told what we're up against? Because if it's a matter of going 10, 15 more days, or even getting an additional $3,000, $5,000, and like on this was a $23,000 approval, I could have possibly brought it up to 25 or even like 27 and given you an extra 10, 15 days, where at that point it may have been just as, you know, I understand it's easier to always sell the 5-point lower deal, but it's also probably because their commission on 5 points less was similar to what we were paying at 5 points more, where it's kind of going to offset that difference.
Yeah.
When we give an approval, 85 to 87% of the time, there is room for a bump, either on the days or the amount, and sometimes even on both. We don't throw out our max offer right away. A lot of people want us to, but that's just not the way our head underwriter does it. He will always give himself room for like a small percentage for a bump if the need arises. That's just the way he makes all files go out. And I can't get him to change that. I'd just love to know if we can establish some sort of rapport where if there is this little bit of a, you know, difference, we can get that covered.
And I'll pass that message along to Grant, because I know that kind of means a lot to them, because I know a lot of times they go back to the reps with terms, and then the rep's like, this looks good, but I need this much more or something. So, and as far as Genesee Concrete goes, New Air is still listed in the deal parameters, which probably means either the rep is still trying to sell it and still trying to get the stips in so we can request docs, because it's still listed as like the leading approval.
I mean, I see the stip list that we requested. We requested payback months, so we requested AR summary, P&Ls, and we did request a COJ and no stack. We also found that there seemed to be another account like 5414 that the underwriters wanted to review to make sure, because it was transfers back and forth, and they wanted to see what was happening in that account as well. Possibly there's an advance there, possibly there's more volume, and then we can give a considerable bump up.
Yeah. It's probably just getting all those is maybe what's taking the rep so long. It does look like this approval was entered a little bit ago, so I can ask the rep what's going on. I probably wouldn't hear back for a couple hours.
That's fine. I mean, I have a handful more. Like, for example, let's be a little more current. On the 24th, we gave you an approval for a deal called TPC Ventures. Do you know where we stand on that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know, but let me double check.
I'm assuming you didn't like our offer.
I'm pretty sure I got a request for on deck on this one, but let me see. Yeah, so we did get an on deck approval on this one. It's pretty rare that we get an on deck approval on a deal like that. So I would say this one's just kind of an oddball on deck throughout an approval that they normally wouldn't.
And do you mind if I ask what it was for?
It was for $250,000, sell 1.25, 10 points, 12 months.
Would you, I mean, I don't know if you guys operate this way, but would you guys entertain having us look at it for a second after the on-deck fund?
Yeah, that's kind of just up to the merchant. I don't know exactly. Grant knows more to our rules and our contracts with on-deck. But I could, you know, ask Grant, the sales rep, and the merchant if that's something we are, A, allowed to do, and, B, if they would be interested in.
No, you're not allowed to. Per OnDeck's ISO agreement, it's cause for termination. I'm well aware of that. That I can tell you right now.
Then Grant would probably shut me down, but that's probably something that's more up to Grant.
Do you know anything about Caltech Agri-Marketing? I'm sorry to keep you on the phone doing this, but I'd really love, because you know what it is, I need to be able to get back on the phone with my underwriter and be like, listen, this is the feedback I'm getting, and this is why we're not getting these deals closed. Because his main point is he's having himself and two of his junior underwriters review files He doesn't want it, for the lack of better words, to be a waste of his and their time. He wants to be reviewing files that he stands a good chance at closing. That's what he wants to be reviewing files for. And not to be rude, but, you know, 11 files and one contract with Bud, it's not the greatest. Like, there's obviously something that needs to be tweaked. And if it's on our end, we really want to be given that opportunity to tweak it.
Yeah. And on this one, New Air is also listed as the best in the deal parameters. Sometimes, you know, we just don't get the deal sold, or it takes a little bit longer to sell the deal. It looks like on 8/19, the rep started to try and sell the deal, so I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back, you know, as far as 2 weeks later and wants the contract. That's just how things kind of go sometimes.
Okay, but that would be right around now.
I mean 2 weeks from now, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a bit of a long time. Does it normally take that long to close files, or?
It's just kind of random. Sometimes they close immediately. Occasionally we have slow ones like that.
And did you guys get the three approvals we gave you last night? I mean, we gave approval on CWM for $24,000, Irresistible for $65,000, and Monteca Optometry for $20,000.
So you said one was CWM?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I see that one. I see Monteca came in early this morning.
All three should have come in either late last night or early this morning. Our head underwriter, just so you know, lives in Australia. So his working hours are 12 Eastern till God knows when. Like, I've gotten email responses from him as late as midnight Eastern. So he works 12 hours, and it kind of may work for you guys in California because you can get offers at 9 o'clock at night, but I pray to God you guys are not in the office still then.
Yeah. I don't see the third deal, but if it went straight to Grant or Amy, I wouldn't have access to it.
It would have gone straight to Grant.
Yeah,
he only submitted it to us.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have access to that one.
Okay, but I mean, is there any way to be more informed as to where we're off? Because like I said, a lot of times I can get a 10-day bump, I can get a 15-day bump, I can get, you know, another 5K on the smaller deal, but on the deal like the 65, I'm sure I can probably make another 10K on that if I really needed to push it. But I'd love to be given that opportunity to be aggressive and give you guys solid offers. And, I mean, if Grant's the one who's dictating all of this, then maybe I just need to get on the phone with him and have the same conversation with him. But I'm just trying to figure out how we can really change that. I know my assistant, Leah, has spoken to Grant. I've spoken to Amy in the past. And we're just trying to figure out what's going on and how we can really do business with you guys. Like, my history, I know when I originally spoke with Grant the first time, I was telling him my history is I worked at Pearl. And at that time, you guys had someone named Leslie, I believe, and mm-hmm. She used to work with Sarah. And I used to work for Sarah in sales. I was one of the sales admins under her. I remember you guys used to do some really nice volume. When I got the opportunity and I was chasing you guys to be a nice sales admin, I knew you guys came with, you know, good quality paper. And that's what I was hoping to be able to, you know, also start funding with you guys and you know, build something here. And unlike a lot of the other companies you guys possibly work with, I mean, Leah and myself are almost always available. You have a dedicated ISO rep. You know, I'm leaving you guys my cell phone number. If you need me, I'll answer calls late. You know, I understand you guys are in California, and sometimes you need answers later than, you know, the 6 Eastern cutoff. I can definitely work that. You know, I want to work with that to make sure we can close some files.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, for us, it's a case-by-case basis. A lot, you know, sometimes you get beat up a rate or its amount. I would just say, after submitting an approval to Grant, ask if, you know, he needs a higher amount or what he needs to get that approval sold.
Okay, so your best option is to talk to him.
Or Amy. It depends on who submits the deal. Occasionally, I also submit deals. So whoever's submitting the deal is dictating that deal.
Okay. Is there any way I can ask you if Grant can give me a call just so I can, I guess, have this conversation with him just to kind of figure out what's
happening? And I did write down your number, and I'll tell him you called.
Sure. And can you ask him to call as soon as possible, please?
Yeah, I will.
All right. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.